December 7th, 1941 came along, and you were 12 years old.
I remember it well.
Tell us about that.
I was playing basketball on the McKinley Grade School schoolyard, which was just across the street, and someone came running over to tell us the Japanese had bombed Pearl Harbor. So I remember it very distinctly.
Did you know what Pearl Harbor was?
Well, quickly I did. If I did not, I did realize the implications of the occasion.
Did that directly impact any members of your family?
My brother ultimately served in the military for a period of time, and my oldest sister, who had graduated in 1937, worked for the Ponca City News for several years, then moved to Washington, D.C., worked for the FBI, and ultimately joined perhaps Red Cross, I don't recall which, and went overseas during World War II.
Interesting. Females participated in the endeavor. Did rationing affect you?
Not especially, because where we lived, we had several acres. We always had gardens, so food was not an issue. My father, working for Wholesale Grocery Company, probably added to our capacity and availability, so I do not recall any shortages. And then I recall discussion of sugar rationing and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I think my father was probably a resourceful person.
Well, he was in the
Wholesale
food.
Grocery.
Right,
business.
People had to eat regardless.
Yes.
Then in 1942, Norman was selected as a site for a primary training base for Navy trainees. You would probably remember that.
I remember it well. It totally changed what Norman was then, because Norman was a very tiny town, and you impose that many outsiders, it changes the community.
How did it change it?
For example, during not that exact year, but during World War II, I remember working in a drugstore on the campus. Our customers were the young men who were at the naval bases. And fairly obviously, they're on the campus because the campus was full of young women.
Yeah.
So it brought lots of competition.
Moving into 1945, President Roosevelt dies. Is that a recollection of yours?
Oh, I do recall.
How did you hear or know, and what did you feel?
I was always, and continue to be, a great admirer of the president, because I felt like he addressed the needs of the country, and particularly the Oklahomans, who were so very poor and needed so much help. So it was a distressing time. I remember being sad and maybe frightened.
You would have been about 15 years old then.
Because I was getting towards the time, had the war continued, I would have been eligible for the draft.
And then Harry Truman becomes president, and I'm sure that was everybody's wondering.
Oh, very uncertain about that. But he came to be one of my favorite presidents.
I'm sure the buck has stopped with you many times as the buck has stopped with Harry Truman.
Well, I'm a firm believer in taking responsibility, yes.